It's Bishop Todd, Coppy Church, and we're glad to be with you today. Glad we'll be here for gospel for the glory of Jesus in the Antelope Valley. I want y'all to know where I'm from. Y'all might be some other parts of the country or the world. I don't know where this thing is going, but I just hope that you know that I'm not preaching. I'm just trying to reach. I'm doing some reaching. And that's a little bit different. That's not, so it means I'm not going to, I don't know. You never know. I might get a little hoop going on around here. But the main thing is I just want you to hear the truth as God speaks it to me and how the Holy Spirit works in my life. I'm just so happy that I have a relationship with the Lord. Many years, I thought I was, had a relationship with him. I got saved as a little boy, but I still had a ego, and my ego was pushing God out. You know, ego stands for edging God out of your life. Ego, E-G-O, edging God out. That means you try to live a life of a Christian like an atheist. Oh, I don't need God until I need God. Then we call on him saying, Lord, why me? Why you do this to me, Lord? Why am I sick? Why? But until then, we're just so glad to be doing our own thing and walking around like we're big enough to control the world. And we got our cars and our MasterCard. I call it MasterCard. I'm sorry, MasterCard. And it makes us feel like we're the master of our fate in our life. But basically, I like to go back to that old quotation that Christ said when he answered the disciples. He said, who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom? I think he said it somewhere in Matthew 18. And Jesus said, those that brought a little boy up, brought a little child up and stood him before the disciples and said, unless you become like this little child, and become converted. Those are the ones in the kingdom that are going to be great. If you humble yourself. And there's also if you receive other Christians, other people, like you receive that child, you'll be great in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven, I think is what it says. In Matthew, they don't use the word, the name God in Matthew, they use kingdom of heaven. And that means that when you are willing to become small enough for God to be able to use you in any situation, I also believe God wants you to, he wants to grow you, grow us up so we can be big enough to handle any situation also. So it's not just about being a little person or small in the way we deal with life. It means also to be receptive of God's truth. And not always using our thoughts first and believing in all everything that we think we know. And I went to college and I got a degree. Please, come on, y'all. You know, we need the wisdom of God today in this world. This world is going crazy. The world has lost its mind. And so we got to get the mind of Christ. And that's why we need to get faith. And we need to get faith. We need to become faithful and full of faith so that we can learn how to please him. Unless you have, we have faith, unless we're holy, we can't even please God. And that means we need to be wholly committed to him, determined to live a life that's pleasing in his sight. So we're going to go back to Hebrews, and we were dealing with that thing called faith. Let's pray first. Lord, help us, please. I need your help. Thank you for your love and your kindness. Lord, thank you for Brother Slade and his ministry. And Lord, use us mightily in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to talk about this thing called faith a little bit. It's in Hebrews 11. It says, in the good news, to our faith, Hebrews 1. To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see. Two, it was by faith that people of ancient times won God's approval. Three, it is by faith that we understand that the universe was created by God's word, so that what can be seen was made of what cannot be seen. All right, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2 and look at it and really get the real gist of what we're talking about. We're talking about faith. Let's really find out. You know, people using faith now as a commodity, a way of getting rich and having this prosperity gospel. Now, I hope you guys don't get offended by me, but you know, prosperity is when God has given you so much, not only financially, but spiritually, that you can't hold on to it. You have to share the good news. You have to share the wonderful things of God. What if you were the only person that knew how to save people from some deadly pestilence, and you had the formula in your head, and all the scientists in the world were trying to get that formula from you, and you just saying, "Well, I got the formula, and I'm not going to get sick. I'm well, and my family, we're well." And then everybody else is dying because they don't have the formula. Wouldn't it make sense to share the formula with the rest of the world? Of course it does. And that's what it is to share the gospel. We got the formula, the good news, that story of Christ, the greatest story ever told, that when people hear it and they're hungry for the truth, that's when they get saved. That's when you get born again, to be honest about it. It's when you're seeking for the truth as if your life depended on it, because it does. And I tell you something else. You know, faith doesn't really make sense. It's not even logical. It doesn't even make sense until you're born again. You know, you got to understand that faith, where it says here, look at 2 and verse 8 and 9. It says in the Good News, "For it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift, so that no one can boast about it. 10, God has made us what we are, and in our union with Christ Jesus, he has created us for a life of good deeds, which he has already prepared for us to do." In other words, he saved us, and he also has given us our purpose. We're supposed to be good deed doers. And one part of that good deed doing is giving out the formula that destroys that thing that we call sin, which is the pestilence that's destroying the human race spiritually. So here today, I just want to let you know that faith is not based on what you have in regards to your spiritual survival. Faith is in a person. Faith is being able to know that you're going to be rescued. Even like in some of those Indiana Jones movies, at the last minute, da 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 da, da, then here comes Jesus, right on time. Not a minute before, not a minute too late. Right on time, they're going to rescue us from all this evil. Now, I don't know if you're going to be pre-trib or pre-crib or mid-trib or post-trib. I'm just saying, I just want to be in that number. I just want to be able to say, "Lord, I know you don't judge the righteous with the wicked. So I know from Sodom and Gomorrah, you're not going to leave me here when darkness invades the entire universe and all the evil that's going to take place here." So that's where my faith is in you, not in my ability to say, "I got enough faith to change me." No, faith is not a commodity. It's not something that you, not necessarily you have. See, when we get saved, it's not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. First of all, it's a favor. He's showing us a favor. Then he's giving us the faith to get saved. If your heart is open and you are seeking him with your heart, you're looking for the truth, because it's the truth that will set you free. It's not about, well, they're saying now, let's bring all the churches together through love. Well, that's a false doctrine. I I'm sorry to tell you that. But you don't bring people together through what we call love. You bring people together for God through the truth. And the truth is that his son, his only begotten son, came here and died on the cross for us. Suffered, bled, and died. And they know he did. For all of us. And he, because of his pure blood, is able to save us all. And I pray that you get that. I mean, it's so simple that even a child can understand, can receive it. Children are so receptive to the truth, they don't even challenge it. That's why to be great in the kingdom of God is to be like a little child. Become like a little child, and you'll be great in the kingdom of heaven. I believe this. I believe that the people that really are most childlike, the people who are most the most humble people as Christians, are going to be the ones with the greatest rewards. The ladies that sit and the men that are on Social Security who quietly come and serve the Lord and help